Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Prime. Get ready for higher gas prices at the pump soon. Oil costs jumped after Russia says it plans to cut March production by 500,000 barrels a day. Brent crude climbed as much as 2.6% in London this morning to trade above $86 a barrel. That's erasing an earlier decline, while West Texas Intermediate moved to $80 a barrel. Former Vice President Mike Pence says he's been subpoenaed by the special counsel overseeing investigations into President Trump. The subpoena came after months of negotiations. Trump responded, quote, "I have been proven innocent for 6 years on everything from fake impeachments to the Mueller report that found no collusion, and now I have to do more? It is not acceptable. It is so unfair. It is so political," end quote. Burt Bacharach has died at 94.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Burt Bacharach and Mr. Elvis Costello.
Music icons are paying tribute to the legendary songwriter. Bacharach died on February 8th at his home in Los Angeles, California. The composer won 6 Grammy Awards in his 4-decade career and 3 Oscars. Tanks are not arriving in the Ukraine despite promises from European allies and at the time of renewed attacks by the invading Russians. For months, Germany stood up to international pressure to allow neighbors to supply Ukraine with German-made tanks. Yet since Berlin said okay, only one country in Europe has agreed to send the machines, raising doubts that enough tanks can arrive in Ukraine in time. U.S. tanks continue to be missing in action. Dallas Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott is the 2022 Walter Payton Man of the Year.
When your mom gets diagnosed with stage 4 cancer and she's given months to live and she's giving you that news and she tells you, hey, all greats have a story, allow me to be your story, that's what this award means to me.
This is USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
A House panel investigating the weaponization of the government held its first hearing Thursday afternoon.
The subcommittee was established by the new Republican majority to look into claims the Department of Justice, FBI, and other federal agencies are biased against conservatives. Committee Chair Jim Jordan laid out several instances of FBI whistleblowers describing how the DOJ has targeted Republicans.
I have never seen anything like this. Dozens and dozens of whistleblowers, FBI agents coming to us talking about what's going on, the political nature at the Justice Department.
He said big government and big tech have colluded to shape the narrative and censor Americans. I'm Dave Collins.
Ukraine's President Zelensky has now been given France's highest medal of honor, but there's a problem. Russian President Vladimir Putin has the same medal. French President Emmanuel Macron pinned the Grand Cross of the Legion of Honor medal on Zelensky's chest Thursday, a move Macron said was meant to show France's immense recognition for Ukraine's valor since Russia invaded it a year ago. Some French legislators and activists are calling on Macron to rescind Putin's award because of his invasion of a neighbor. SpaceX is a big step closer to sending its giant Starship spacecraft into orbit after completing an engine firing test at their South Texas launch pad on Thursday. 31 of the 33 first-stage booster engines ignited simultaneously for about 10 seconds. Lance Pry, USA News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. Happy Friday. And we've got Dr. John Zemerick from Stream.org joining us. I don't know if you saw the ratings for Joe Biden's State of the Union. Second lowest in the modern era. His ratings, the State of the Union ratings, down 29% from last year, according to the Hollywood Reporter. And like I said, the second smallest audience for the State of the Union address in the past 30 years, behind only Biden's first address to Congress in 2021. So a big nothing burger and did not pass the so what test. Dr. John Zemerick is with us now. Hey, John, we knew this was going to be the case. People not real excited. His approval ratings, not much interested in what Joe Biden has to say these days.
No, we're kind of getting into like the Leonid Brezhnev phase of the regime, where everybody knows that the government is lying, and they know that the government knows that they know, and you know we all pretend to work and they pretend to pay us. It's like we're in some squalid, wearing down, disintegrating dictatorship.
Yeah, and all these things, these cultural wars, seem to be coming to a conclusion as well. People have finally had it with all this woke stuff. You know, these special pronouns, trying to identify all these different sexes. And I think that Sarah Huckabee Sanders kind of put it pretty plainly in her post State of the Union address in saying, look, the choice is really normal versus crazy.
Right, right. The Democrats are no longer even just corrupt and terrible. They've embraced an agenda that is outright demonic. Mm-hmm. All but one Democrat votes for doctors to murder children who happen to survive an attempted abortion. How is it connected to a woman's bodily integrity or so-called privacy? Mm-hmm. If she has an abortion, the child emerges and the child happens to live, you have to then basically hunt the kid down and kill him. Right. How is that ethically justified? What rational or constitutional case can be made for that? None.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's
absolutely no medical case can be made for castrating boys and cutting the healthy breasts off teenage girls who are going through what's usually a transitory psychological confusion, which the Democrats are encouraging through drag queen story hours and pornographic sex education. I mean, this is the Democratic Party is a demonic cult at this point. It is evil like the Ba'athist Party was under Saddam Hussein.
Well, they were probably the same ones that were cheering all that was going on during this year's Grammys, right?
Right, right. And the Grammys, I love that. Pfizer, who meets with Pope Francis and who either cooperated with him in forcing the vaccine on people, sponsors a satanic ritual in primetime TV, and CBS advertises, let's get ready to worship.
Yes.
I mean, it's almost like they're trying to troll us into doing something crazy so they have an excuse to put us all in prison, the way they tried to put Mark Houck into prison, the pro-life guy who defended his little 11-year-old boy against some weird, creepy guy outside an abortion clinic, and the Biden administration tried to send him to prison.
Yeah, exactly. Well, look what they've done, you know, with David DeLayden. This case has been on forever. I mean, he catches Planned Parenthood red-handed, so to speak. I mean, they're selling baby parts, which is against the law last time I checked and still is. They get away with it, and David DeLayden is the one that's dealing with the legal fees and, you know, jail time.
Oh, yeah. If I were him, I would flee to Russia and seek political asylum. Because he is being politically persecuted. And again, the peaceful protesters from January 6th are in conditions so bad, they're begging to be transferred to Guantanamo Bay so that they can enjoy conditions as humane as the actual killers and rapists of ISIS.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? I mean, this is the contrast. This is, but you and I talked about this before, John. I think God is really allowing us to see the contrast. This is wheats and tares, you know, all growing up at the same time. And if you have eyes to see, you know, when you've got 80% of the country still saying they believe in God, you know, my first statement is, you know, as the Bible says, even the devil believes in God. But what are you going to do with this? What are you going to do about this belief? Because if we're going to get this country back on track, we've got to get back to first principles. And first principles are totally embraced in Judeo-Christian principles. You cannot ignore God. You ignore God, you do so at your own peril. And all this dancing and worshiping, like what we saw in the Grammy nights, is just the beginning of things yet to come.
Yeah, I have said before you, life and death. Sometimes it's just that stark a choice.
Yes.
And we're seeing that today. Part of the problem is that so many people in the Republican Party are bought off, corrupt, or cowards. And so we've got Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy, you know, blunting and squandering the results of popular outrage just the way McConnell and McCarthy squandered them for the first 2 years of Donald Trump's presidency. I mean, look how much more Biden has been able to accomplish after having essentially stolen the office without even a unified Congress. He's gotten millions of illegals smuggled into the country. He had, you know, he's imposing draconian new gun regulations that violate the law and damage the interests of U.S. combat veterans. They're getting stuff done. They're being aggressive.
Yes.
They're appointing weird transsexuals, you know, to the cabinet. When have the Republicans been this bold?
Never.
Since Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, that's about it. You're exactly right. And, you know, they understand there's a sense of urgency that they have 2 years remaining, and he's holding his ground. I mean, if you expect Joe Biden to negotiate with Leader McCarthy over the debt ceiling, I mean, you're fooling yourself. I mean, since March of 2020, the Democratic Party, led by Joe Biden, has added over $7 trillion to our debt, John.
But at least it's smuggling in a lot more high school dropouts, fentanyl dealers, and cartel-affiliated people, or just plain people, you know, nice people who have no modern skills or not well-suited to our economy, who are going to end up on public assistance, and they're all going to collect Social Security. So it's like Bernie Madoff's pyramid scheme. As the pyramid scheme becomes more unsustainable, they become more and more desperate in their efforts to fund it.
Well, here it is. This is what we're dealing with, and it's real clear. It is hitting us with our eyes wide open, and we'll see how the people respond to this. And the people need to realize, John, that they really have more power. I mean, after all, our Constitution does declare it's about we the people. And as, you know, again, what Sarah Huckabee Sanders had to say, it's about serving the people. And that message is coming across, and people need to respond to it and demand from their, from their leaders a servant kind of mindset. More from John Zemeric after this.
If you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it, you can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Every one of us invests in what matters to us, yes? From subscriptions to Netflix or iTunes to a protein shake or new shoes, they bring a sense of joy and value to our lives. It's also important that we have a country to save. The Bill Martinez Show has been increasingly targeted for canceling by a culture that doesn't want to hear the truth. Advertisers who have traditionally supported the show have been compelled to not advertise. As a result, we're turning to you, our faithful audience. Would you partner with the Bill Martinez Show this year? Your one-time tax-deductible gift of $100 underwrites a half hour of the Bill Martinez Show. A $200 gift, an hour. 24 hours of the Bill Martinez Show would be a $2,400 gift. Perhaps you'll join with Bill every month and opt in at $100 per month. What's your best gift in helping Bill influence the next generation with logic, reason, and a love for our country? Make your best tax-deductible gift right now. BillMartinezShow.com and click the donate button. And thank you.
You know, you got to think about this for just a moment. If the beginning of wisdom is the fear of God, and you fail to fear God, then what happens? This is what you're seeing at the Grammys, what you're seeing with this counterculture, postmodern Christian culture in which we live in. This is frightfully dangerous, ladies and gentlemen, where we are. This is why we keep saying we've got to return to first principles. First principles, that blessed us with this great American idea. It was prayers that began from the pilgrims saying, God, please give us a chance. Can we have a country? Can we have somewhere where we could worship you freely? And God answered that prayer. And then it was up to us. It was up to the generations that followed the pilgrims to, you know, to really develop and to steward this blessing that God has given us, Dr. John Zemarek. And here we are at this point in time where, you know, there's no fear of God. And we're seeing the full display of what it means to lack a fear of God and there be a lack of wisdom.
Yes. We've been too comfortable for too long, and people can't really believe that the consequences could be that bad. We always assumed that we had a crash pad. We had somebody to back us up. We're America. We always land on our feet. Guess what? We're a cat that's on an eighth and a half life.
Right.
And right now, Joe Biden is risking nuclear war with Russia. I think mainly in order to cover up his son's corrupt business dealings with Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
I think that may be the primary motive, the desperate self-preservation of a corrupt political crime family.
Yeah.
Remember, he was ready to hold off $1 billion in aid to Ukraine if they didn't fire a prosecutor who was digging into Hunter's corrupt business dealings. Supposedly, Ukraine's so important, but Biden was willing to screw it out of $1 billion the United States had promised it in order to protect his corrupt son and his who's effectively the bag man for the Biden crime family.
Mm-hmm.
They were willing to impeach Donald Trump for even asking about Ukraine. There is a bloody trail full of like cocaine stained $100 bills,
mm-hmm,
leading from Ukraine to Hunter Biden. And Republicans in Congress need the backbone to investigate it and need the spine to say no to a pointless war with Russia.
Exactly. You know, John, you say, yes, I agree with you in part that he wants to protect his son. But Joe Biden's so narcissistic. It's about him. It's about him and his family. It's his legacy.
Yes, Hunter Biden was just the bag man.
Exactly.
For money that went to the Biden enterprise. I think that actually Biden was perfectly willing to use Hunter.
Yes,
you know, Biden,
no doubt.
Hunter was the loser of the family.
Mm-hmm.
He was the guy who couldn't finish college, couldn't stay in the Navy, couldn't do anything. So he is the guy who picks up the hefty bags full of bloodstained $20 bills,
mm-hmm,
at the bus station.
Yeah, but according to his father, he's the smartest guy ever.
It would be funny if he were just still a hack senator from the state of Delaware.
Mm-hmm.
I actually don't know if he has his finger in the nuclear button, but allegedly he does.
Mm-hmm.
Then
yeah,
it becomes kind of like a horrendous farce.
Yeah.
Dangerous farce.
Well, what seems to be indicated right now with the military, I mean, you've got the head of NORAD saying that balloons were flying over our airspace during the Trump era. And if the military was not passing on to the president of the United States what was going on, and could they be doing the same thing with Joe Biden, you know, to your exact point here, I mean, on one hand, okay, good. As far as the nuclear button we can keep, you know, Joe Biden away from, I agree with you. I have a little more sense of peace and consideration. But regardless, for them to operate so unilaterally,
I wasn't saying that's a good thing. I was saying they put Biden in office confident that he would not, in fact, make any important decision. Biden is a sock puppet. Joe Biden is a Chinese spy balloon.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like that. Yes. That's not our Constitution says.
Right.
That the deep state should run the country. Mm-hmm. But really, the people running the United States of America are that cabal of corrupt deep state hacks who issued that fake claim that the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation.
Exactly.
Those are the people actually running the country, and that was a deep state coup d'etat.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Well, they stole an election.
Were you galled a bit that Leon Panetta was on Fox as if he was the voice of credibility when Leon Panetta was one of the 51 that said the Hunter laptop was Russian disinformation? I had a problem with that.
Exactly. I mean, to hell with Fox News. You know who they won't have on? Mike Lindell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They won't have him on because he's a dangerous election denier. But they'll bring on this unbelievably corrupt Democrat who helped steal the 2020 election by lying about Hunter Biden's laptop. Even if you leave out all the voter fraud documented in things like 2000 Mules, even if you leave out the ballot harvesting and the fake water main break and all the crap that was turned up, that Steve Bannon regularly exposes on his war room, just the CIA and FBI, bipartisan, Republicans and Democrats, colluding to lie about the Biden family corruption just before the election and blaming it on Russia, a nuclear rival of ours with potentially dangerous implications. I mean, are we surprised that Putin finally decided to take care of his Ukraine problem once Biden was president?
No.
We'd already provoked him. Our deep state spent 4 years scapegoating Russia for lies.
Exactly.
Accusing Russia of stealing the 2016 election and accusing Trump of being a traitor. At some point, I'm not surprised that Russia just gives up on a negotiated solution. So, I mean, these deep state hacks helped cause the war in Ukraine that they now pretend they're the solution to.
You're exactly. Well, this is what they do, right? They create the problem and they come in the back door and act like they're the saviors when they were the ones that started the whole fire to begin with. John, 2 minutes left, but I wanted to address a column that you'd written at stream.org, and that is, getting back to the spiritual aspect, because this is absolutely foundational and critical when we're talking about the truth and pulling back the veil so we understand what is going on here. And the spiritual dimension is clear. And you write, Christ didn't call us to be too dumb to live, right?
Right. In it, I talk about how for so many people, Christianity has become just an excuse for not thinking, an excuse for not acting, for not fighting back. Basically, it turns them into welcome mats. Or they think Christianity, it means you have to be like Charlie Brown, and every time Lucy offers you to kick the football, you have to be gullible and you have to kick the football, even if every time you fall flat on your back, because that somehow makes you virtuous. They seem to have forgotten all the passages in the gospel where Christ calls on us to be wise as serpents, as well as innocent as doves.
Yes.
When he calls on us to be good stewards of our talents, not to bury them in the yard. When all the scenes where Christ debates the Pharisees and he's clever and he's sarcastic and he's witty, that's the example we should be following. We're not meant to just be sheeple, gullible losers being exploited by our leader and by our government.
Yeah, we're called to be the light of the world, to take the light that Jesus has imputed upon us and share it and take it forth. And we're not piercing the darkness very well these days, John Zemeric.
No, we've
got to leave it right there. He's the senior editor at Stream.org, Dr. John Zemeric. Thank you, John. Godspeed, my friend.
Thank you.
This report is sponsored by Office Depot. Office Depot has savings on everything small business owners, home office workers, teachers, and students need to succeed in 2023. From stylish and functional furniture solutions and tech to keep you organized and productive, to calendars and planners to keep you on schedule, and cleaning supplies to keep your space spotless, now is the perfect time to restock, refresh, and renew.
With a free Office Depot Office Max Rewards Program membership, teachers looking to replenish their classrooms can take advantage of exclusive savings in stores with a coupon available online at officedepot.com/rewards offer now through April 1st. Office Depot also offers customers a way to help schools stretch their budgets through the company's Give Back to Schools program. Customers can simply make a qualifying purchase and provide the school's ID number at checkout, and the designated school will receive 5% back in credits for free supplies. Some schools earn up to $3,000 a year through this program. Learn more online at officedepot.com/giveBTS. Visit officedepot.com or an Office Depot or Office Max store today.
USA News Update. Get ready for higher gas prices at the pump soon. Oil costs jumped after Russia says it plans to cut March production by 500,000 barrels a day. Brent crude climbed as much as 2.6% in London this morning to trade above $86 a barrel. That's erasing an earlier decline, while West Texas Intermediate moved to $80 a barrel. Former Vice President Mike Pence says he's been subpoenaed by the special counsel overseeing investigations into President Trump. The subpoena came after months of negotiations. Trump responded, quote, "I have been proven innocent for 6 years on everything from fake impeachments to the Mueller report that found no collusion, and now I have to do more? It is not acceptable. It is so unfair. It is so political," end quote. Burt Bacharach has died at 94. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back. 20 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez with you. Hey, again, I want to thank you, you know, for your donations. You guys are so generous. I appreciate your help here in keeping the Bill Martinez Show alive and well and you know, vibrant and robust. The challenge we've been is being expressed is that, we've had to deal with the cancel culture like everybody else. But I believe God has bigger plans for us. I mean, we started out here to make sure that we were going to present the news from a biblical worldview, to have, great guests, authors, faith leaders, people that would get us back to first principles, you know, our founding principles of this great country, and to fulfill the destiny that God had given us. And, for 15 years, we've been rolling along here. And I've never have come to the audience and said, look, we need your support. But I felt like this is what we needed to do. And I thank you for responding to that, because we when you consider how many shows are out there in radio land and through the Internet that present the news from a biblical worldview, this is we're definitely been fighting an uphill battle here in a sense, because the fact of the matter is even in Christian circles, less than 10% of Christians believe in a biblical worldview. The senior pastors in the pulpit today, less than 50% hold to a biblical worldview. And just how critical is that? Well, Dr. Alex McFarland joins us now. He is at the crossroads of faith and culture, an author himself, educator, and broadcaster. Hey, Alex, good to have you back with us. How are you?
Oh, good morning, Bill. What an honor to be on with you.
Hey, it's always great. I always appreciate our time together because, you know, it's kind of like that, that old song, you know, this little light of mine, you know, when you bring converging lights together, it makes it all the brighter. And I just so appreciate your heart and your passion, you know, for the Word of God and for, you know, for wisdom
and for people to be the best version of themselves, because this is what God has called us to do when he said to be fruitful and multiply, isn't it?
Well, it is. It really is. And I know your listeners are aware of all the rich content you bring to the airwaves, but a couple of times you and I have been at broadcasting conventions, and I've had the privilege of talking to you at length. And, you know, I said this giving God the glory, but Bill, you truly are brilliant. I mean, you really are. And the way that you analyze the news and you communicate from a biblical vantage point, but also really from a constitutional vantage point, you are somebody that needs to be heard. You are somebody that is making a difference. You got it. I mean, it's God and country, and it's your talents the Lord is using. And I'm just so thankful that you are on the airways, because it's people like you, thinkers, communicators like you, that God is using to help restore our nation.
Well, my passion, and you know me, Alex, my passion is for, you know, for each individual. You know, as it's been said, you know, I've never met a mere mortal. When you consider that every one of us, regardless of color of skin, station in life, we are made in the image of God, created by God himself. It's just our humanity is so precious at this moment in time. And I was raised in such a way, my father raised me in such a way to, you know, live with as few regrets as possible. To work hard, to do the best you can. And what I love about this country is that because it was based on the foundational principles, Judeo-Christian principles, this is the outline. I mean, God himself, Almighty God himself, Alex, I mean, it puts me in awe to consider how God structured everything. I mean, every purpose, every plan, all coming together. And, you know, and this is what kind of cracks me up, in a sense that, you know, you get these guys like, you know, Al Gore, the former vice president, and Greta Thunberg, and, you know, talking about, you know, climate change and all these things. The world is like, what do they know? They were not there when God constructed it. You know, I read in the Bible, my devotions this week, is that it was wisdom. Wisdom was there when God was assembling, you know, all the elements that created the heavens and the earth. And it is magnificent when you begin to ponder it. And then, you know, he puts us in a position here. Go ahead and take care of everything. Yes, I've created this wonderful creation, and it's yours. Go take care of it. Go manage it, right? And why would God entrust that to us if we couldn't do it?
Yeah, well, you know, it's just amazing. By the way, I do think we are near the return of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the Bible says about Jesus that this message of the kingdom will be preached as a witness to all nations, and then the end will come. And what's so amazing about the United States of America, folks, after literally 6,000 years of, you know, kings and peasants and, you know, feudal lords and those that are, you know, exploited like, you know, livestock, suddenly 200 years ago on the landscape of human history comes a nation based on biblical principles that says you have liberty. Now, that doesn't mean unrestrained freedom to do anything.
Right.
And so many college students, and even college professors who are just, God love them, but they're clueless. They're clueless. They think what our founders thought for was militant autonomy, and that's absolutely false. For a witness of the gospel, and it just as a byproduct, it made people comfortable, wealthy, pampered, and prosperous. But God raised up the United States of America. I really believe it's almost like the Hail Mary pass at the end of the football game that results in a victory. But America was raised up, Bill, to be a light, like Reagan said, like Washington said, the city on a hill, a witness of Christ and the Judeo-Christian worldview. And, oh my goodness, in two centuries, we've seen God do what other continents have not experienced in two, three, four millennia. Prosperity, liberty, truth, literacy, medicine, technological achievements, everything from air conditioners to airplanes. And it all happened because of our Christian DNA. It really did. Mm-hmm. A twice Pulitzer-nominated scholar, and I could cite many in a similar vein, but one scholar said that America was free, stable, prosperous because of, quote, the iron Protestant work ethic.
Mm.
And so, Bill, what I'm doing, writing books, doing radio, we do 7 summer camps. I'll be, by God's grace, I'll be in front of 1,250 teens this summer. Then we've got one of our national, our 49th Truth for a New Generation conference will be in Paris, Tennessee, April 21 through 23. The theme of that one is called Truth Matters, Confronting the Issues That Will Shape Our Future. We're not going to let America die. We're just not. I mean, this is God's country. And look, I love people. You mentioned Al Gore. Oh, my goodness. He's just one of so many that have made a career and gotten wealthy trashing America. And let me tell you, half the Internet has not spewed out as much misinformation as Al Gore has given. And we've got to have a spiritual and moral wake-up call. And it's beginning with guys like you. I hope guys like me, people that love God and country, and we're doing all that we can do to influence young lives toward truth.
Well, you started this, Alex, by talking about that you had this sense that Jesus is coming back soon and very soon. I mean, even Dr. Billy Graham made that mention, and you know that Dr. Graham very rarely, I mean, he was an evangelist, very rarely do deal with the realm of the prophetic. But when asked before he passed whether or not these were the last days, he quickly responded, said these are the last of the last days. So for Dr. Graham to share that insight, and I shared with everybody else who's listening this morning, is that, look at the reason that we have this understanding and insight, just like all things prophetic, is that that we would be forewarned and that we would be prepared for the second coming of our Lord and Savior. More from Alex McFarland.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
This message is provided by Boehringer Ingelheim. Idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, or IPF, is one of the more common forms of progressive fibrosing interstitial lung diseases, with symptoms including breathlessness during activity, a dry and persistent cough, chest discomfort, fatigue, and weakness. There are more than 200 lung disorders that can lead to pulmonary fibrosis, an irreversible scarring of lungs that can negatively impact lung function, quality of life, and may become life-threatening. While approved treatments for people living with these diseases can help slow disease progression, new therapies are needed to help potentially stop progression. Fortunately, there is new research underway to assess the safety and efficacy of an investigational treatment in patients with IPF and other progressive ILDs. This is part of Boehringer Ingelheim's Phase 3 Global Fibrinear Program. To learn more about Fibrinear and eligibility requirements, visit fibrinear-ipf.longboat.com and fibrinear-ild.longboat.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Dr. Alex McFarland continues with us. He's at the crossroads of faith and culture, author, educator, and broadcaster. Alex, you know, we were talking off air for just a moment. There were so many astounding things. And, you know, I guess the good news is it wasn't all that well watched. It was the second lowest ratings that a State of the Union has recorded. The first lowest ratings was last year, same president. You know, it's just not getting any kind of traction whatsoever. In fact, going into it, I was wondering, you know, what the bet would be, the over and under would be, how many Supreme Court justices would fall asleep, how many involuntary guttural references or responses there would be to the president, you know, trying to wax too poetic and, you know, be far away from the truth. And of course, it almost sounded like, you know, we were listening in on something that was happening in England at the parliament, the way it got a bit raucous there, because you knew the people could not help but respond to the lies that Joe Biden would want to perpetuate.
Well, I know. Oh, my goodness. You know, and you've got to understand, you know, and I'm sure I speak for you and others. We wish them no ill, in fact. Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Nancy Pelosi, Elizabeth Warren, you know, so many of these people that we are watching absolutely break the law and gut our constitutional republic.
Yes.
I pray for these people.
Yeah,
because
I do.
They don't have the Lord.
Well, we don't. We want them to do a good job, right, on behalf of the people. We really do. But, you know, sadly, it goes back to what we were talking about earlier. You know, the fear of God is the beginning of all wisdom. Okay, so if there's no fear of God, what do you have? You have today's America.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? Bless his heart when President Biden, whenever he says, and mark this down, and Bill, I've never gambled on anything in my life, but with utter confidence, I would bet $1 million. Whenever Joe Biden says, my father says to me, he says, Joey, then you just fill in the blank. The next few words will be a lie.
Yeah.
A fabricate. All of these homespun little, you know, alleged truisms that his dad supposedly said. He never said that. You remember Biden said that when he became vice president, that his father said, you know, your uncle never got his purple heart. And he said, so when I became vice president, I said, Dad, I'll do that. Well, his dad died 9 years before he became vice president. So, you know, having a conversation with his dad while he was the sitting vice president, I mean, that never happened. Impossible. But anyway, one thing that I did take note of, there were several Democrat senators that had a pin on during the State of the Union address. You know, the heart symbol.
Right.
And they were
right.
wearing a pin that is like, I heart abortion.
Yeah. I love abortion, basically. That's what they're saying. Yeah.
I love abortion pin. And the cameras were pan, and every now and then you'd see one of these pins. And, you know, here's the thing about our country. People don't realize that the founders presupposed that we all, citizens and leaders, would understand that we were in several different social contracts.
Uh-huh.
The Thomas Hobbes, Thomas Paine, you know, some very, very first-rate thinkers would talk about the fact, John Locke was another one, that we are in some social contracts. In other words, as John Adams said, you know, at 80 years old in 1815, John Adams wrote a letter to a Dutch minister who was asking, you know, help me understand what America's all about. Adams said, we have duty to God, duty to our neighbor. We are to do the most good that we can, and we are to be, he said, our country is made for immoral and religious people.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the thing. For sitting leaders that say, I love abortion, see, abortion implies there is no God, there are no moral boundaries, there is no inherent right to life, and I can murder for convenience. Now, in the biblical worldview, and certainly in our constitutional Judeo-Christian government, you can kill legitimately in two contexts, self-defense and national defense. But murder is not self-defense nor national defense.
Mm-hmm.
Abortion is not that. So there is no natural right, no constitutional right to abortion because it's not self-defense or national defense. But see, none of our leaders would know that because they're so busy trying to figure out what a male or a female is.
Right. Right.
Hey, Bill, I got to share this. A thought occurred to me yesterday. Okay. Three of the most intelligent mortals that ever lived would be Augustine, Aristotle, Aquinas. I'll put it in order. Aristotle, 200 BC, then Augustine, 354 to 430, Thomas Aquinas, 1225 to 1274. All right. Mm-hmm. So you got Aristotle, Augustine, Aquinas. Three of the most intelligent humans that ever lived. And Aristotle was the father of logic, Augustine, things like just war, Thomas Aquinas, the father of apologetics, defending the faith. Now, these guys were, seriously, three of the most brilliant humans in world history. Imagine if they came to 2023, and they probably, you know, Aristotle would think, okay, you guys are in the 21st century, you've had all these years to become intelligent. And by now, what are you guys into now? Time travel, you know, nuclear fission to run the coffee maker. And we would go, no, guys, we don't know what males and females are. they would probably say, oh, my goodness, we've gone backward 20 centuries. I mean, we are less intelligent as a people group than people were 1,000 years ago. And it's all... The Bible says that people did not like to retain God in their knowledge, and their foolish heart was darkened.
Right.
That's where we are.
Yeah, we really are. And the thing is that, we hear of man's plans, and we hear God laughing and sorrowful at the same time, because he's seeing his creation that he created for such a higher purpose are operating on a contrived lower plane. I mean, we're just so affected, you know, by the demonic. And this is really coming on full display. I reference Jonathan Cahn's new book, The Rise of the Gods. I mean, we're seeing this on full display at every turn. Things that are happening in key cities across the country. What happened at the Grammys. There's no holding back. J. Vernon McGee would say, is that there's no shame anymore.
Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
We've You know, Mark Twain said, man is the only animal that can blush and, frankly, the only one that needs to. You remember that?
Yes.
Yeah. We've got to, and listen, please, you know, pray for me. I'm, by the grace of God, in front of, you know, many thousands of teenagers every year. And just maybe a word of encouragement. A month ago, Bill, we did a winter retreat in Western North Carolina at a camp. We had 183 teenagers and 40 adults. Of 183 teenagers, 36 made a salvation commitment to Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And all 183 came forward on the last day, and we had an amazing time of prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And kids were praying, making commitments to the Lord and for this country. Well, 2 weeks later, I'm at a church several hours away, and at 7:45 in the morning for the first of three services, you know, a couple of carloads of these kids come. And, I mean, many of them had to get up 5 a.m. and drive several hours with their parents. And this mom said, oh, you know, these kids, man, you're their hero. Now, I'm a 58-year-old guy who teaches on the Constitution and Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And this one young man, he said, Mr. McFarland, we love all that stuff you said at that winter retreat. And I said, really? I mean, you know, I'm not wild. I'm not crazy. I'm not shooting silly string from the stage.
Yeah.
I said, why do you guys like a speaker like me? He said, because you tell us stuff. And Bill, I think I know what the kid meant. I tell them the truth.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, these teenagers, they receive it like cool water by a thirsty person on a hot day.
Right, right. Yeah, and that's, again, this is the difference. The contrast in which we live in is that as you have an increased manifestation of the evil one, you're going to have that hunger. And it is refreshing, and because we have that God sensory, you know, part that God has implanted in each of us, Alex, that we're waiting to hear the word that goes out to find its mate. And when it does, boy, it really, I mean, you can see and sense the lights turning on. And that's what I sense. And you must sense as well when you're around these young kids and you're seeing, oh, wow, they're starting to get it. You know, I'm not just talking, you know, I'm just not talking just into the darkness. Somebody's actually listening, and, you know, God is activating these words that he's given me in such a way to where people are blessed and they're better for it. And that, you know, that the gospel of Jesus Christ lives on.
Amen. Amen. Did you see that Burt Bacharach passed away?
Yeah, I just saw that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, you know,
it was an honor to be on with you, man. You're such a blessing, and you're very gracious to allow me to be on.
No, I appreciate the time, as always. You're always welcome here. The doormat, the light's always on for you, Dr. Alex McFarland.
Yeah, well,
we love you, pal.
You
got it. He's the author, educator, and broadcaster. Dr. Alex McFarland has been our guest. Where can they go for more information, Alex? We've got 5 seconds left. Your website. I guess he must have left already. Okay, anyway. Dr. Alex McFarland.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com. Frustrated.